Last week, I interviewed the CEO of Burris Seed, based in Jacksonville in the west central part of the state. On today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time, you'll hear that conversation as we discuss seed harvest, also how yields have been with some of the varieties they sell.
Tim, as you look at this fall and look at harvest for seed, how's it gone for you folks?
On the seed side, Mike, we were very fortunate to get our crop in a timely fashion, but we were one of the fortunate ones. Through our market footprint, not all growers have been as lucky as we were in getting our crop in.
With a lot of the research trials and the field information that you've gathered from harvest already, especially with the Don Mario soybeans, I don't mean this to be a commercial, but news that you've been very, very excited about.
We really are. In my 28 years, Mike, I don't know that I've ever been as excited to see some results come in from the field. In some of the first trials, for instance, independent trials throughout Missouri, we took first, second, and third in their central region, and first and second in the north region. So results like that just don't happen every year. We're really excited about the lineup and the products that we have to offer growers.
And you also came out very well, from what I understand, in Illinois trials.
We sure did. And again, it's fun sharing that message to growers, not only to our long, loyal customer base, but also to new prospective customers that are looking to try something new. Those folks specifically that are serious about soybeans on their farm.
Have you found, Tim, that there are a lot of decisions yet to be made before planting time?
Absolutely. A lot of crops still out in the field in a lot of areas where we cover up into southern Wisconsin. They're probably not even half done with their corn. So there are a lot of areas throughout our market footprint that still a lot of decisions need to be made.
And I'll tag the end of this conversation with a statement I've made many times before to farmers. Regardless of where you do business, probably a good idea to make your seed choices for this coming year if you haven't already. I'm Mike Perrine.